Good evening, everyone. And we are back with episode 3 of Stir the Pot. That was a clip from Mr. Stokely Carmichael and one of his speeches that he gave during the 1960s. And you heard him. We want black power. We want black power, is what he said. So I'm sure that everyone will, or everyone knows, can guess what tonight's topic is going to be. Tonight, I am going to be talking about, that's right, Blackity Black 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 History Month. And I did this particular episode, and I publish it. I'm going to publish it and put it out in March. For a strategic reason. I'm going to put it out in March because I want us to, I think we're coming out of the old celebration of, you know, February is Black History Month, which everyone knows. However, we don't have to limit ourselves to just the month of February. We are Black 365, 24/7. So it's time that we shift the dynamic and start thinking, okay, outside of the box here when it comes to, you know, Black History Month and celebrating our black culture, our black history, and things that we do on a daily basis. And as we all know, Black History Month is something that's celebrated here in the United States in the month of February, but it's also celebrated in different places throughout the world as well. So we're going to take it back a little bit. We're going to see who was the founder of Black History Month. And actually, it was Carter G. Woodson, who was an American historian and a journalist. He was the founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. He was one of the first scholars to study the history of African diaspora, including African American history, and he was the founder of the Journal of Negro History. And in 1916, he has been called the father of Black history. So in around the early 1920s, Carter G. Woodson, he launched a celebration of Negro History Week, which was what we had to celebrate our black culture and black history before Black History Month itself. So a little bit about Mr. Woodson. He was born in New Canton, Virginia, in December 19th of 1875, and he was the son of former slaves. The Woodson family was extremely poor, but proud. Both his parents told him that it was the happiest day of their lives when they became free. So in the later years, Woodson attended the University of Chicago. He was a member of the first black professional fraternity, Sigma Phi Phi, and he was also a member of Omega Psi Phi. He completed his PhD at Harvard University, then becoming Dr. Carter G. Woodson in 1912. He was at that time the second African American to gain a PhD. The first was W.E.B. Du Bois. So Woodson, he devoted the rest of his life to historical research. He worked to preserve the history of African Americans and accumulated a collection of thousands of artifacts and publications. He noted that African American contributions were overlooked, ignored, and even suppressed by the writers of history textbooks and the teachers who used them. Race prejudice, he concluded, is merely the logical result of tradition, the inevitable outcome of thorough instruction to the effect that the Negro has never contributed to anything to the progress of mankind. As I stated earlier, in 1926, Woodson pioneered the celebration of Negro History Week, designated for the second week in February to coincide with the marking of the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. The Black United Students and Black educators at Kent State University expanded on this idea to include an entire month beginning on February 1st, 1970. Beginning in 1976, every U.S. president has designated February as Black History Month. So that is a short excerpt of, you know, just getting into the basics about Black History Month and, you know, where it got its origins from, who was the founder, who started it. But I think, like I said earlier, we're shifting from the dynamic of just limiting our attributions and our history to one month when, you know, we make history every day of the year, not just one month, and we don't have to celebrate and limit ourselves to just one month. We should always and continuously shift and change the narrative so that we are celebrating, you know, milestones and the accomplishments of our people. I came across social media and I was excited to see many people posting, you know, when March 1st hit, I am Black every month. I even saw on the Shade Room, Steph Curry made a video stating the same thing, and I'm stating, you know, shifting the narrative and making, you know, I'm Black, we're Black history 24/7, 365. A few other memes said, Black history isn't over. Welcome to March 1st of 12 months out of 365, 1/4 days of Black history. Yearly, not a month. Black history 365. So it's been a few things and a few people out there that who are, you know, starting to switch things up a bit. And that's not to say that anyone was wrong, but, you know, we're progressing in so many ways, and we have progressed in so many ways that we don't need to limit ourselves to just one month. And I think that's a great thing. I feel as though that we should, you know, we definitely should spend more time highlighting things that we, you know, Black men and Black women do and contribute to. And oftentimes I see it's various, you know, social media websites and things of that nature out there that post and publish all kinds of positivity and good news. You know, I came across an article about a Black man from Africa curing somebody that was deaf. I also ran across an article not too long ago about a young Black woman who started curing cancer using laser treatments. So it's, like I said, we're history makers 365, 24/7, 24/7, 365. So just that was a little bit about Black History Month, and I can get deep into it, but I think I'll save that for a few more episodes, you know. So I'm going to actually get back to the question. A question was presented last episode from one of my, from the guest she was on. And she put a question out there for, you know, got you guys to answer if you would, if you wanted to. And I actually, somebody actually answered in. And I am going to read the response as soon as I pull it up, as soon as I can get it. Soon as I can get it here. You guys bear with me. Hold tight. Sometimes technology can get you going, as I should say, or and no, everything knows how to freeze up on you when you need it. So, this is a response that I received from a listener. And it says, "Hey Marquita, this is your old friend from New Jersey. I just got done listening to your guys' podcast. I have to first off say the podcast is great. Now on to the question about black men and slavery. I want to say it's almost like nowadays it's just a mirrored image of slavery to nowadays with the black man and having multiple women with children. I'm not looking down because at one point I thought that would be myself. But I think it's not so much that we focus on having children with multiple women than we should. Are these men being men to these children that they make? I look at my grandfather. He had a lot of children. Let's just say over 10, laugh out loud. Well, with all of those children, he was a father to them all. He didn't neglect nor forget about any of them. I say that because as being a black man that is a father who was raised by a black man that was not just a wonderful father, but was and still is my hero. We have forget about my opinion, what it is to be a father. Paying child support is not being a father. Popping up on holidays or even when it's convenient is not being a father. I can never remember a time I couldn't reach out or my father wasn't there. Even today, me being 32 years old, my father calls me every day just to tell me he loves me and asks me if it is anything that I need. I think more than trying to figure out where it started, let's be honest and start fixing it. Black men, in my own opinion, don't understand balance, and with balance is being corny and it's not accepted. And it's not at all because there are tons of black men doing well, but for everyone doing great, there are a few who aren't. Some black men don't understand the importance of being there for their children or how much it helps. That's a deep question, and we all going to have our own thoughts. But in all, we need to become better as a people. And I say I will totally agree with your response. I agree that I feel as though we do have strong black men as fathers. Yes, I do agree with your statement. And some don't know, you know, what it means or how to be. Not saying what it means, but how to be, you know, a good father. Some people think, hey, I pay my child support and that's all I need. You know, so are so many different viewpoints and so many different opinions but I definitely do agree with what you said. The men need to actually step up and be men and be, you know, be a father to the children that they make, you know, I guess. And that's in the best way. They have to figure that out, what the best way is for them. And I really do appreciate the feedback, and I appreciate you taking the time out to respond to the question. You know, that's something that is a constant in our community. And it's always something that we can improve upon. You know, fatherhood and motherhood. There's no manual when it comes to parenting. And that's the God's honest truth. There's no manual. There's no right and wrong. Nobody tells you what you are. You winging it, and you're going to make bad decisions, and you're going to make, you know, poor choices. I have. I've only been a mom for not a long time, but it's bad decisions. You know, you're not perfect. But I do think that every day you get a chance. It's a chance to improve upon, you know, that specific aspect of parenthood. You know, just parenthood in general. Get up, you know, learn something new, or challenge yourself to grow in another way, you know, because these kids are out here depending upon us parents. So we got to make sure that we're doing our best to do right by them and, you know, help them out and give them the guidance that they need, because this is a cruel world. We all know that. And it's even a more cold world when you're a person of color in this world. So we definitely have to make sure that we are guiding and teaching the babies, you know, trying to guide them the right way. And like I said, nobody's perfect. We're not perfect people, but we could wake up and strive to do better. And I'm not a wholeheartedly religious person, but I do believe that, you know, you ask God to lead you or guide you in the best way you can, you know, when it comes to your family and your kids. And I'm sure that, you know, you ask, he'll give you the answer, and or he'll help guide you. So I don't have a special guest today. Those were just some of my thoughts and something that I thought was, you know, I wanted to touch on Black History Month and, you know, what it means to us today here in 2020. I know that personally, you know, I talk to my friends and my family and my closest, you know, people that I do talk to every day. And we're always, the conversation is always, every single day is something about race, you know, something about our race and our community and our people. So that's a near and dear topic to me. And you will definitely be hearing more about it from me. But I just wanted to put that out there. We don't have a special question, or I didn't make up a question this week, except if you want to like to dialogue and give me a little bit of feedback on anything, you can always hit me up at STP, which is stands for Stir the Pot. So it's STPpodcast14@gmail.com. If you want to dialogue, I don't really have a specific question, but goes back to, you know, Black History in 2020. How do you guys feel about it? So give me some feedback. And as always, please, guys, please be sure to subscribe. I can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Overcast. So I'm available on all listening platforms. So please subscribe, like, share, rate, review, send me some feedback, send me some comments, follow me on IG at STP Podcast. So I look forward to hearing from you guys. Everybody have a good night. Be blessed and stay blackety black, black, black. Until next time. Good night.